Hello, family and friends. Pastor Renee here. I've missed you. Last week, I was preaching at the Mennonite Church in Urbana, and the Sunday before that, I was camping in Big Bend National Park. So I am especially excited to be back in person at New Covenant this week. As we continue our series in Acts with Jeff teaching on the unity of the disciples, I am grateful that Luke, the author of the gospel by his name and of Acts, particularly chronicled the importance of women in Jesus' life. In Luke 8, we read how Mary Magdalene and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many other women contributed their support for Jesus' ministry out of their private means. In the resurrection story in Luke 24, we read of the interaction between the women who went to tend Jesus' body, the angels at the tomb, and how the disciples responded to the women's testimony. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, the women went to the tomb, bringing fragrant spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. They didn't know what to make of this. Suddenly, two men were standing beside them in gleaming, bright clothing. The women were frightened and bowed their faces toward the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here, but has been raised. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, that the human one must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. When they returned from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. Their words struck the apostles as nonsense, and they didn't believe the women. But Peter ran to the tomb. When he bent over to look inside, he saw only the linen cloth. Then he returned home, wondering what had happened. I am glad to notice that Peter was starting to get it, that his time with Jesus taught him to listen to the women and go find out what they were talking about. The work of the women, supporting Jesus' ministry financially, caring for his body, witnessing to his resurrection, and then, in today's passage after his ascension, continuing with the disciples in prayer. From Acts 1, verses 12 through 14, "Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went up to the upstairs room where they were staying, that is, Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these were continually devoting themselves with one mind to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." May we join in unity with brothers and sisters, men and women, to support and continue Jesus's ministry of healing, teaching, feeding, and prayer. Grateful that we too have been invited into Jesus's family and friends. Amen.